there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, with us today as well. Happy July 4th weekend to you for this weekend and for next weekend. We're going to celebrate on both weekends. Feel free to blow up stuff as much as you'd like. Now, we got a couple things we're doing on the show today. One being, we're asking for you to provide some of the most annoying things that you see on a dive boat. This is a tie-in to the Scuba Snobs, Guide to Diving Etiquette, Book 2 that was just released last weekend. We had Dennis from Scuba Snobs on the air. We have a few copies to give away today. If you dial up 888-88-SCUBA and share a couple stories, who knows, we may set you up with your very own copy for free. It is available at scubasnobs.com, by the way. But we're looking for those calls. Also, we've been sharing a few little tips on how to stay fit for diving, and which was tying into one of the things that annoyed me, which was seeing people in smaller dive suits than they probably should be allowed to be out in public in. Now,
And this is from a radio show which once gave away socks to wear as bathing suits.
You know, I had blocked it out many years ago, Bill. Yeah,
on the beach,
that was before I knew
Ocean
better.
Ocean Fest, we gave away socks with the logo of Scuba Radio on them as bathing gear. Socks, yeah. And the only person we saw wear them was Neil Watson.
Yeah,
and he had three of them. I don't know why.
Well, they were tube socks. Tube socks. Yes. But that's a whole nother thing. You know,
whole nother ball game.
I'd block that out. Wow.
I had not.
I'm going to have to go back into therapy now. Thanks, Bill. anyway, other than those mental pictures, there's a lot of things you don't want to see people do on the boat. And if you share them, 888-88-SCUBA is the number to call. Now, I got to say, one of the other things that annoys me, and honestly, I'm pretty easygoing. Annoying may not be the right word here, but things I really don't like seeing when I'm out on a dive boat actually tie in to lobster season. And those people who have listened to the show over the years know that I love hunting Florida spiny lobster. And we're getting ready to, lobster mini season's coming up towards the end of July. Last Wednesday and Thursday of the month is lobster mini season, I believe. I think I'm correct. I'll have to double check that. And once again, it is a big, big event in Florida for all the divers that love to do what I do as well. And you can't blame them. It is a lot of fun.
Greggy, you are the best lobster slayer in the world.
Well, thank you, Kelly. And, I've had my share of lobsters. And I love doing it. But there is a skill involved. It's not as easy as it sounds to go to. I mean, first of all, you got to find them. And secondly, you have to have the skill, whether you're using a
There's a skill to using that rake at Publix to get your lobsters.
Oh, shush.
I don't know why you're even pretending.
Well, you have to corner them in the side of the tank. And they're very, no, that's, yeah. Depending if you do go in that technique, there's a whole different skill set involved than lobster hunters in Florida, which could use a neck and a tickle stick. They could use a looper, a snare, which is what I prefer to use. And there's a technique you gotta learn how to use these tools to get the lobster. However, obviously the basic rule is you have to know how to dive, because now you're task loading yourself trying to catch lobsters, and if you don't have your skills in check, or you're rusty because you haven't been in the water for a while, and you get down there and something goes wrong, and you've kind of you're distracted because you know catching lobsters. We get so many stories every year where, you know, the divers go down and, you know, somebody runs out of air, or they get in way over their head as far as the conditions. Just really, you know, diving 101 type of things happen that create problems and obviously could hurt yourself if you don't know what you're doing.
You go into the water, the lobster goes in the water. Our lobster.
Yeah, I think we're going to need a bigger boat. But one of the things I saw on lobster mini season, I saw a guy come down. I think they were from North Carolina. I've told this story every probably lobster season. But it was a big red flag because I didn't say anything to him, and I probably should have. I should have spoke up because instead of wearing a wetsuit, they showed up in, like, mechanic overalls.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you guys doing? You're getting ready to overhaul a 57 Chevy? I should have started some
kind
of...
We're going diving. We're going to go diving down here to catch some of them bugs.
This is our wetsuit. Yeah, it's a little baggy.
It ain't wet yet, but it's going to get wet.
Yeah, well, those guys caught some
lobster. More pockets for our bugs.
And got down underwater and left their lobster bag on the bottom of the ocean when they came back to the boat, drenched. And breathing heavy because they were thoroughly soaked in that wetsuit. Their wetsuit, unique wetsuit ended up weighing them down a little bit.
It was a little heavier than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, they didn't really have their skills up to check to be able to do in this lobster thing. You don't want to be that
I'm gonna
guy.
I'm going to go in just one of them banana hammocks. That's going to be light.
The two extremes. You know, it's either too much and not appropriate gear or not enough. I don't know. But Tech Clark is on the line with us from reviveyourdive.com. Tech, how are you, my friend? Tech,
how you doing?
There you go. Yeah, I'm good. So, you know, that you know, it is all about making sure you're properly prepared to do things like lobster diving. And you are sponsoring this event or helping to put on this event, Revive Your Dive, to make sure we don't have those kind of issues, right, Tech?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Revive Your Dive was kind of put on my heart a few years ago. This is going to be year three, and the first 2 years that we had it, it was really a neat kind of refreshing change to what we see down here. I used to be a forensic dive accident investigator, and when we would hear about all the different deaths that would take place or injuries or whatnot, it's really needless. And there's so many factors involved, whether it's a medical condition, whether it's just not being prepared or not being prepared with the gear. Those three areas are the ones that really kind of ring out that cause problems for divers. And especially when down here, as you know, so many people, this is their first time they're going to hit the water in a year, is mini season. And their friends rally them up and say, yeah, let's go. And they dust off their equipment and they hit it hard. And so what we wanted to do was provide an event that pulls down all the barriers for people to not get refreshed or get a consultation for fitness or whatnot. So this is called Revive Your Dive. It's a one-day event. It's the Sunday before lobster mini season. That's Sunday, July 22nd. It's at the Swimming Hall of Fame, famous complex down here in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
And what we do is we get volunteer instructors in, and we give a free scuba refresher, a free scuba equipment inspection, and a free consultation for physical fitness and fitness to dive from medics from Divers Alert Network. And so it's really a great time, and we have waves all throughout the day. People sign up, they come, they can bring their equipment, and they can get it checked out if they don't have or own any equipment. Aqualung is there to generously provide demo equipment for them to go through their refresher training. It's a really cool event. Lots going on.
Yes, it really is. You know, we covered this last year or two on the phone. We tried to get out there last year, but I think we might actually be able to get out there for this Sunday for this year and participate in some fashion.
Oh, that'd be great.
Lend our help in some way or nothing else. Just maybe refresh ourselves. Bill needs a refresher. He hadn't been in the water in a while.
I have been in the water since 1996.
What?
It seems like it.
a simple bath would have done the trick, but it wasn't enough. Yeah, but reviveyourdive.org, that's the website to go to. Get information on this. Tech, thank you so much. It's a great event, and we'll see what we can do to add our 2 cents and encourage divers to participate and brush up on those skills. Thanks again, buddy.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, reviveyourdive.org. And if, you know, hey, that's just for Florida. You can do this anywhere across the country and take the similar tips and apply them to your diving season. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Steve.
I like his flippers. Does he ever take them off?
No.
How about if he goes bowling? They don't make him wear bowling shoes. They let him wear the flippers?
Yes.
Really?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Bill, the producer, with me as well today. All right, so we've been asking, what are the most annoying things that you see on a dive boat? Tied in with the Scuba Snobs release of book number 2, the diving guide, the Diver's Guide to Diving Etiquette. Just came out last week. Check it out, scubasnobs.com, Amazon, download it to your Kindle, all bunch of different outlets. But scubasnobs.com, place to go. But kind of talking about some of the things that annoy us. And if you call in, we got a couple books to give away. We'll award them accordingly to the best annoying issues. And who knows? It might end up showing up in book number 3 if it's not already covered in book 1 or 2. 888-88-SCUBA is the number to call, 888-88-SCUBA. Now, Bill, I know there are things that you have seen on a dive boat or on our adventures or just out on your own that annoy you, other than me.
Well, and that is true. Now, to be fair, I've actually had a number of really fantastic dive experiences, meeting a lot of people who were not fans of the show before, which became fans of the show while we were diving with them, and I just had a lot of great experiences. They far outnumber the less positive experiences.
Okay.
But there are a couple of things, and one of the things which I really think that it really lends itself towards understanding your audience, and I think that the real technical recreational diver...
Right.
I mean, there's a difference between a technical diver and a technical recreational diver, who I think of as scuba Steves. These are guys who, they have the latest and greatest gear, and they're not really in the diving for the diving. They're really in the diving for the toys which they get to play with on the boat.
Now, wait a minute. I said at the beginning, other than me.
I don't actually put you into that category, and let me tell you why.
Because I'm like the James Bond of diving. That's what you're going to say, right?
You're like a 14-year-old boy is what you're like. You are truly excited about every new piece of gear you get, and you share that exuberance, which I appreciate. I legitimately do like that you're like, oh, look at this new video recorder I got, and look at how good the pictures are, and look, I really have no idea what I'm doing, but the pictures look fantastic.
So I amuse you.
Yeah, it's not that you amuse me. It's not like you're some kind of clown.
Yeah.
No, the fact of the matter is that you legitimately enjoy yourself underwater, and what you bring to the situation is a real love for some of the gadgetry.
True.
Because you've had hundreds, if not thousands, of dives. You've been in the water in a lot of places, and I could see where you could just get bored with the diving. I don't think you are, but I could see where you could be. But there are people who want to impress me because they've got good gear.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I don't care. I could not possibly care. It doesn't matter how many times you say it. I'm not going to be impressed. Shut up about your damn gear. Now, there's probably somebody else in the boat who'll be excited about it. Mm-hmm. Let them come to you. Do not keep coming to me and showing me that you spent $4,000 on your gloves. I don't care. I don't care if they're diamond-infused. I don't care. There may be a different way to say this.
Hmm.
I really don't care.
Okay. So this kind of sounds like, you know, a guy driving a real hot new sports car trying to impress the chicks.
Yes. I'm not a chick. I don't care. I do not care about your dive gear.
Okay.
I do not care. I actually am more impressed with a guy who has had the same dive gear for 40 years and keeps making it work.
That is impressive. That is good.
If you ever dove with Bob Evans back when he had the single hose thing?
Oh, the mask. Yeah. The faceplate.
The faceplate.
Yeah, he dives the faceplate. Right.
How do you even keep that so water doesn't just fill your mask every afternoon when you go diving for 40 years? How do you do that?
They just don't make them like they used to.
They don't, and they and being able to maintain your diving safely with older gear is far more impressive to me than you spending money, because I don't care. And in case I didn't say it earlier,
yeah,
I don't care.
Okay. All right, so that annoys you when people brag about their equipment.
Yes.
All right, I could see that. I don't know if is that covered in the book somewhere?
I'm sure there's someplace in there, because that is such an annoying person.
Well, you know, I kind of like to see the new stuff. And I think there's a fine line between bragging about it and talking worth.
Here's the thing. If you mention the price of it when you're describing it to someone, that's what you're talking about. You're not talking about the gear. Unless you say, I got it for 90% off.
You know, I am bargain man.
I got this on eBay. It's supposed to be $3,000. I got it for 75 cents.
Wow.
That's a different story.
So you're impressed with that?
I am impressed with that. and you don't ever brag about the price because you don't buy a damn thing.
Well, that's not true. I do. I buy stuff.
You get given stuff.
No, I buy novelty t-shirts and things.
Chocolate balls.
They were donkey balls.
Yeah, they
in
were.
Hawaii.
Yes. comes back from Hawaii, what do I get? Chocolate-covered macadamia nuts.
Donkey
balls. With white chocolate on the outside of it, colored blue.
But that didn't annoy you. You were happy with that.
Okay, let's not overstate. I was almost as happy with the sticks that you brought all the way from London.
They were not sticks. They were wands from the Harry Potter set.
It was lawn debris from your house. I know what it was. But anyway,
it's the thought that counts, Bill.
When you talk about gear, you talk about what your gear does. You talk about how it works. You talk about what you find impressive about the gear. You never mention how much it costs. I've never, ever heard you, when describing the gear, say, this is a $3,000 camera right here, and I got it right here. Like, Greg, I don't care!
Yeah, well, no. You go, Greg, they gave you that for free, right? And he goes, I go, well, yeah. He's like, man, I want to be you.
I want to be me or a woman. I want to be you or a woman.
Okay,
sorry.
I was going to say what? Excuse me?
I want to be me!
Yeah. All right, well, yes. You know, those are some things, I guess, to take into account. And it is a to each his own type of thing. But there are some basic type of things that I think are universally annoying. Loud talkers, I think that is in there, in one of the books, about talking too much.
Now we're talking
on
to
the
me.
Boat.
Now we're talking to me. Now we're talking to me.
Now, I didn't say that. But could we put Bill in there as an example of what not to do? I'll let you be the judge. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
He's busy.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. All right, so let's not forget special, you know, most annoying things that you find on a dive boat.
Well, before we go on, we had one caller who couldn't hold on.
Yeah.
At 888-88-SCUBA, 888-88-SCUBA, and I have one thing to say to them.
What?
Not holding on does not get you a copy of the book.
True.
So screw you and the horse you're called in on. But if you want to call and tell us one of the most annoying things that you think of when you go on dive trips that should probably be covered in Scuba Snobs, if it isn't, you can get yourself a copy of the second edition, Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette, Book 2, just by calling us at 888-88-SCUBA.
Now, why are we doing this? Well, we are trying to properly educate you for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October in the Turks and Caicos. October 6th, exploreventures.com. Go there, book it today, join us. I'll be there. The Scuba Cowboy will be there. Also, a couple of Scuba Radio Mermaids.
Sure, I'll be there.
If he pays for a ticket, he'll be there. And we have Dan and Betty Orr from Dives Alert Network. It's going to be quite an adventure, October 6th through the 13th in the Turks and Caicos. ExploreVentures.com, 1-800-322-3577. Book it today, and you will not be sorry. Also, we are giving away one spot on our Facebook fan page. All the information's right there at the front of ScubaRadio.com. Go there. Become a fan of Scuba Radio on Facebook. And if you become a fan on Explore Ventures fan page, as well as Divers Alert Network's fan page, you'll have three entries for this giveaway, which will be announced, or we'll draw a winner at the end of July. So you have the month of July to register for this giveaway. One spot on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Turks and Caicos, October 6th through the 13th. And but once again, don't let that hold you back. If you don't win it, you can still you can buy it. We got a few spots available for sale, so make sure you you get on board. You will not be sorry, and you might want to brush up on your diving etiquette. That's what we're kind of working through today. All right, we got more of that coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks!
Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil. About the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, so you heard that clip from Austin Powers, Sharks with Laser Beams. Now, we've had this story for a while, but I didn't want to jump on the marketing bandwagon because really this is just a stunt. But it's just the headline's just too good, and I've had several emails asking me about this. But there's this guy from, where I think he's from Australia. I believe he's a shark biologist or shark, you know, expert. From Australia, and he actually worked with a laser company out of Hong Kong to equip sharks with laser beams attached to their heads. He actually fulfilled Dr. Evil's dream and made it happen. And he did this in the Bahamas in April, and it was really just a publicity stunt to promote the, this company in Hong Kong. And their laser technology, Wicked Lasers. So, yes, we've given them their plug and jumped on the bandwagon because it worked. It was just goofy enough where it worked for us. Now, there's a big video. I finally broke down and watched the video of these sharks with the laser beams on their heads, and it is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. I mean, you don't hardly see the lasers. I didn't get it. There's a lot of hype about it and nothing. But it's funny, and it's a great headline, so there you go. Sharks with laser beams. Mark that one off the list as far as things I wanted to accomplish in my diving career. Someone beat me to it. Oh, well, what are you going to do? That annoys me, and I don't want to see those. Well, if someone starts to do that when I'm on my next shark dive, I'm going to be thoroughly annoyed. So we'll leave it at that. Big Wave Dave from the Be a Diver Pool is on Scuba Radio. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Doing good. Now I tell you, man, I don't know about sharks and laser beams, but hey, around here in Wisconsin, we could put them on carp.
You could put them on carp? That would be something to see.
No. The Asian carp jumping out of the
water.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that is a good video.
No.
Yeah. Have you seen that video of the Asian carp?
No, I have. The Asian carp one, I've seen a lot of the different videos. Yes.
Yeah, actually, we put one of, I put the clip from the Asian jumping carp up on the World of Boating Facebook fan page.
Possibly you have.
Yeah, that is hilarious. That is good. Now, if you put laser beams on those things,
then they'd have a fighting chance. We don't want
that. Then they might kill each other.
Yeah, well, it'd be like a laser light show. I mean, that would just be impressive. Anyway, I digress. So you're in Wisconsin. You're not on the road yet. You're getting ready to leave with the Be a Diver Pool and start traveling, are you? Or what?
Yep. Just kind of finished load up. Actually heading down to a birthday party for my niece and nephews this weekend, and then it's the 4th of July, and then hit the road for a couple months.
Yes. Now, I've been wondering. I didn't think the pool was on tour during the July 4th week, but have you ever thought of tying in a July 4th you know, a Holiday Inn with the Be a Diver pool, like an underwater fireworks. Could we do such a thing?
I don't know if the fireworks would, again, we could get laser shows underwater. No, we have tried the pool during the 4th, but honestly, most of your instructors would rather be out cooking in their backyard than being in the Be a Diver pool on the 4th of July.
That's right. They'd rather blow stuff up. But, you know, I know a lot of the dive boats, I mean, down in Fort Lauderdale and stuff, they're running dive trips on July 4th. Like, you can go out in the afternoon or even in, I don't know, I think they might even be doing a night dive on July 4th this year, where you can go out and see the fireworks and then do a night dive after the fireworks or before or something like that. So,
yeah, that'd be a great thing to do.
Yeah, that would be fun for sure. But where are you headed next with the Be a Diver pool after your little family outing?
We're going to be going out. Going out to New York City, a place called Breezy Point, doing a Wounded Warrior event. They're going to bring up 50 guys and gals from Texas and from Bethesda / Walter Reed, and have them try all kinds of water sports, scuba diving, windsurfing, skiing, and, hey, maybe we'll have some shark lasers.
Shark lasers. Yeah, you might incorporate that, huh? You can expand on it.
I'll have to bring that up for future years.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's a great weekend. Have a great time up there trying diving.
Yeah, good deal. Well, and once again, that's the whole idea. They take the pool around. You can jump in the water, give diving a try if you're not already a certified diver, or if you are and just want to go and hang out with some fellow friends that share your passion at one of these events where the Be a Diver pool is going to appear. Once again, beadiver.com. as a website to go to find out where Big Wave Dave is going to show up next.
Now, Big Wave, we've been talking about some stuff today because of the release last weekend of the Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette Book 2. And we've been encouraging people to call here at the show at 888-88-SCUBA and tell us what sort of thing happens on dive trips that they think people should know better. They just should know better, and people find it annoying. Now, you have a unique situation because you've got people who are brand new to diving,
mm-hmm.
and you would think they wouldn't have already developed any bad habits. But without mentioning names or describing body parts, is there anything that happens at the Be a Diver pool that you think these people should just know better?
Well, probably the biggest one, again, not a big deal, is all our sweatsuits happen to be back zips. And even though you tell them the zipper goes up the back, they still come out wrong. So we take their pictures and tell them their friends to post it on Facebook and tease them a little bit.
They have two protruding air pockets.
Yes.
Protruding air pockets on the back of their shoulders. Is that what you're saying? Some of the ladies do
well,
that?
On some of the suits, yes, you could have that. That is for sure.
Interesting. Well, okay.
Some of the people that should know better when they hand out wetsuits, because they're all divers, tend to hand a women's suit to a guy. So, yeah.
Well, that sounds like just a diver having fun. I mean, I would do the same thing. Here, put this on. It's about three sizes too small, you know. And you know, but that's that isn't really a diver friendly kind of thing.
A women's large doesn't really equate to a men's large.
True. True. Yes.
Oh, I've seen some large women, and they equate.
Hmm. Okay. So proper, wetsuit fittings.
I do have this question, though. With the Be a Diver pool, people are not necessarily coming to these events all the time thinking they're going to get in the water. Have you seen any unusual choices for garments to be worn inside of a wetsuit?
We do have wetsuits everybody can wear, but many years ago, first couple of years, we were doing a Boy Scout event, and some kid comes out of the dressing room with a plastic shopping bag with holes cut through the legs.
That's something right there.
Wow. So, and he wasn't.
He really wanted to go diving.
He really wanted to go diving, obviously. So you let him, I assume, right? But did you tell him?
Well, he put a wetsuit on over his plastic baggie.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. So, but you know, they have wetsuits there by the Be a Diver pool. So you really don't have to come with anything. You just go into the little dressing room and slip on the wetsuit, and take all your undergarments off and put that on. No one knows the wiser, right? That's the idea.
Correct. I mean, right? We got the suits. We got towels that happen to be from chamois. We got hair dryers for the wintertime. I mean, who cares in the summertime?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a great time on a weekend to come try diving.
Absolutely. BeADiver.com. All right, Dave, we'll let you get back to your family matters there today. Enjoy your holiday weekend, and we'll talk again soon, my friend.
Hey, no problem. And I'm going to be in Florida for sure, in Tampa in September, and also maybe over in that other part of the country, St. Pete.
Sounds good. All right, Big Wave Dave from the Be A Diver Pool, beadiver.com. All right, so the Scuba Cowboy, we haven't talked to him lately. We're going to check in with him next. Unfortunately, it's not going to be a lot about diving, because for those of you who don't know, Pup lives in Colorado, smack dab in the middle of all these wildfires that you're seeing all over the news right now.
So I did double-check when I spoke to him just a couple of minutes ago. He is not currently on fire.
He is not on fire.
He is not on fire right now. I mean, that could have changed. That was 4 or 5 minutes ago.
Is he roasting his weenies?
I don't know that answer. A lot of the country is roasting their weenies, though.
Yes. For the holidays. That's what I meant, right?
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Let's put some distance between us and this island and head out to open sea.
Quit my job, sold my stuff, told everyone to know that I had enough. Say goodbye to my friends down at the restaurant.
Howdy, friend. Where are you headed?
Bought an extra ticket and I'm leaving tonight. It was just a dream, but now the time is right. Maybe you're the only one I want.
Boldly going where no man has gone before.
Just you and me.
Hey, that's catchy.
Swinging in a hammock underneath the palm trees. Coconut drinks got us down on our knees in the island breeze. They say I can't, but I think I can live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan, 'cause I'm an island man. They say I can't, but I think I can live my life with a permanent tan. Easy is my only plan, 'cause I'm an island man.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is the Scuba Cowboy. He is on the line right now, kind of on an island, surrounded by wildfires in Colorado. Is that right, Pup? What's going on out there, man?
Yes, unfortunately, it's very true. It's
It seems like we're pretty much inundated with wildfire for some reason this year. We got I know a few of them have been man-made, which is just really terrible. And of course, there's a few natural ones just because it's been so dry everywhere.
Yeah. So, but you're holding up okay where you're at specifically, right? I mean, or what?
Yes. Actually, we're about 25 miles northeast of the Springs on a ridge that comes out in the prairie quite a way. It's kind of what they would consider eastern Black Forest, and nothing's hit the east side of I-25 as of yet. And so we've actually opened up our home and barn and everything else, and to let people, other victims that are, because there's been over 30,000 people evacuated. So people, I mean, literally, we don't have enough hotels in Colorado Springs to even house that many people. Yeah. So we've let people, bring their dogs and horses, and, we kind of ran out of room in the house, so, we let people camp and stuff in the yard and what have you. So, but anything we do to help people out, because, we're not affected right now. Once in a while, if the wind shifts, we get a head on a little bit of smoke, but for the most part, it's been really, really nice out here. And so, like my couple of my kids and grandkids and stuff, they all come out and been staying here. So
25 miles is pretty much as close as you've been to these fires since they started.
No, actually, I was literally, I had a gig up in Woodland Park. If you're following the map at all, it started in Waldo Canyon, okay, which is actually a canyon that my sister and I have hiked many, many times. It's one of her favorite canyons because she lives in Chipeta Park, which is literally right across the canyon from Waldo Canyon. So I was driving down Highway 24 when it was nothing but a single column of smoke. It literally started right after noon, and that's when I was coming, like 10 minutes after 12. I was coming down because we were having a play after I got done with my gig. It was like a farmer's market, craft fair kind of a thing.
Right.
And then and I come down the canyon, and I'm looking on the left, and I'm going, that's a little plume of smoke there. That's not a campfire. That looks like it might be the start of a forest fire. Sure enough, I get down the canyon. I go to my sister's house because my one sister's moving to Arizona, so we were having a getaway party for her at 4 o'clock. We stood there the rest of the day, the rest of the night, and watched that thing grow into literally a raging inferno. And we had binoculars, and we're only about, as the crow flies, about maybe a mile and a half from the fire.
Wow.
And literally, I am not exaggerating, the flames will get up to at least 100 feet plus.
Wow.
They're so big that they completely engulf, okay, mature pine trees. So we're talking like 60, 70-foot pine trees, and the heat is so immense. Literally, you can watch through the binoculars, and these pine trees explode. I mean, literally, they're there 1 second, the storm comes over the ridge, this firestorm, and they literally are exploding like popcorn in front of it. Entire huge trees. You've never seen anything like it. I've never been that close to wildfire myself.
Well, get the hell out of there, pup.
Before,
let's go diving, man. Get your head out of the trees.
I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Jim and I were talking about that today. We're long overdue for a little bit of island time, so.
Yeah, well, we're going to get in October for the scuba cruise, but that's not till October, man. It sounds like you need to get out of there now. But
I know. Well, I'm trying my best.
Yeah. Well, I know I've been seeing some of the Facebook posts up there at, as part of the of your Facebook friends list and stuff, that you actually have been entertaining your local neighbors and stuff by performing, not only in opening up your home and ranch there for your friends to kind of seek some shelter from the fire and if they've been smoked out of house and home, but you're performing for them.
Yeah, and this is the thing that confuses me though about what I'm following on these posts. Couldn't they just go to the movies and watch Magic Mike? I mean, they don't need to see your performance if that's what you want to call it.
Well, he is the scuba cowboy.
I mean, you've got a captive audience. I understand they can't go home because of the fires, but really, Magic Mike is in theaters and it's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, but this is kind of like a new take on rain dances. The scuba cowboy will sit there and play scuba songs, right? Is that kind of like you're trying to channel some moisture into the area, maybe?
Yes, that and the Trop Rock, and I'm trying to get some rain. And quite honestly, I'll be totally honest with you, successfully so, because for 3 days in a row, they have not predicted anything, and we've gotten rain every day. Not a lot yet, not like a total drencher,
right,
but it's calmed down. They've actually got some containment in the last few days. So we're doing really, really good. We're in the right direction, at least. Let's put it that way. Because, you know, a lot of people think, wow, you throw a lot of, you know, firemen at this thing, and it should be out quickly. But that's just such a monumental task to do this stuff.
Yeah, you need Mother Nature to kick in a drop or two. And the Scuba Cowboy's doing his thing out there in Colorado. Hopefully that'll do the trick. HeScubaCowboy.com. Go there and pick up some of those some of that music as well. Support the cause. It's a good cause, and you'll enjoy the music if you're a diver. For sure. All right, that'll do it for the first weekend of our July 4th holiday celebration. We'll continue next week. Until then, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.